ask you a few things that have to do about family. Say if you went somewhere with your wife and a person asked who you were, she would say, well, that's
my husband.
Right. And if somebody asked you who she was, you would say, that's
my wife. Right.
What would you call a woman whose husband has died? She would be
a widow.
Have you ever heard any name for a woman whose husband hadn't died? He's just up and left.
Yes. What is that called? Green widow?
Green widow?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You ever heard people call her grass widow?
Grass
whip.
Be the same thing.
Pretty close, you know. Right. I wonder why they call them that.
I don't know. I never have found out why they call them that.
Green Widow's grass whip. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, what did you call your father?
Call him Daddy. Mm-hmm.
What about your mother?
Call him Mother.
What about your grandparents?
I call him Grandpa. Mm-hmm.
Did you call
Grandmother?
Grandmother? You didn't say anything like Grandpa or Grandma or something
no,
like that?
No, lots of people did, but I always said Grandfather, mm-hmm. Grandmother.
I see. And your mother and your father together, you would call them your
mother and father.
Or just one word for them, they would be your
just what?
Your mother and your father together, you would call them your
mother and father.
Parent?
Parent.
Have you ever heard of a child being given a name that he's called just within his family and nowhere else? You'd say that he had a...
Called just in the family?
Yes, sir.
Yes, people have.
You'd say that they gave him a...
Oh, what? I don't quite understand what you mean now. Do you mean that a child was born in separate instances? We had a child here. And my wife had a baby and I wasn't the daddy of it.
Oh, no, not that. Mm-hmm. If it's your child, but like his given name is William or something like that, mm-hmm. and you call him Buddy.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
You'd say that you gave him a...
Yeah, my nickname.
Nickname.
That's right.
I see. You ever heard of a pet name or a basket name?
Yeah, that's what we'd call a pet name, I guess, that.
What about this thing that has wheels on it and you can put a baby in it and let it lie down and... You can go outside, you know, and
stroll.
Right.
Maybe stroll.
What would you say you were going to do with one of those things? Like, I believe I was putting the baby in the stroller and go out and...
Go out for a walk.
Go out for a walk. Mm-hmm. Say a man's children would consist of his son and his...
Man's children consist of his son and daughter.
Right. Or his boy and his...
Oh, and that's good.
Say a woman who is going to have a baby, you would say she's...
That's pregnant.
Right. Have you ever used to? Were people kind of uneasy about that word? Would they kind of avoid saying it?
Yeah, they would. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they... Well, they used to, but now they don't. Right. They don't bother.
What would they say instead of pregnant?
They'd say, such one's going to have a baby.